Hey, honey. Why are you wearing sunglasses inside? Oh my god! Sweetie, what happened? You got in a fight? Jason punched you in the face? Oh, he's always been such a little shit. But why didn't the school call your father and I? He's a star baseball player. So what? You've been accepted into all the top colleges. Why is he getting special treatment in place of you? God, I hate how these schools always overvalue athletics. Well, maybe I should talk to him then. Why shouldn't I? Oh, he talks about me, does he? And what does he say? Oh, come on, you have to tell me. What? That boy called me that? Well, I certainly don't blame you for fighting with him then. Hell, if I see him, I'm liable to take a swing at him for calling me a big-titted prude. Someone really needs to discipline that boy. I want to talk with his parents. Okay, you're right. It's only a few months till graduation, and then you'll never have to see him again. You're both adults, over 18. So I guess I'll leave it up to you. If you think you can tough it out, then I'll let it be. Tell you what, why don't we do something special and take your mind off of all this? I'll call your father and tell him to meet us at your favorite restaurant downtown. We can get dressed up and have a fun night. You deserve it for being such a good sport. Hey, babe, how's work been? Good, good. Listen, Roger got into a fight at school today. I know, it's very unlike him. Apparently there's this kid, Jason, who's been bullying him and saying some pretty vulgar things to him. And he finally had enough. Yeah, only the thing is, this bully's a star athlete and the school won't suspend him. He said, well, I guess it's not really important what he said. What's important is Roger has a black eye and he's feeling pretty down. I told him we'd take him out to his favorite restaurant tonight in the city. But I actually know Jason, the bully's mom, from Pilates class. And I was thinking we should both go over there this afternoon and have a word with his parents. Seriously? You can't take any time off. Your son is miserable because of this jackass. Okay. I understand. You know we appreciate how hard you work. Well, in that case, I don't want Roger knowing about it because it'll just embarrass him. Would you mind taking him to dinner and then I'll meet you guys there? Thanks, babe. You're the best. Love you. Oh, wow, hi, Jason? Is your mother home? She's on a cruise with your father for the next week. Oh, never mind then. I'll talk with her when she gets back. Actually, are you busy? I need to speak with you too. My son Roger came home with a black eye today and said you hit him. Why would you do something like that? My Roger's such a nice boy. How dare you call him a wimpy little nerd? There's nothing wrong with not playing sports and focusing on his classes. You can't just hit people for having different interests. What do you mean he had it coming? He told me he only tried to hit you because you were making vulgar comments about me. What does that mean? They're not vulgar if they're true. Forget it. Let's just cut to the chase here. What's it going to take for you to leave Roger alone? Money? I can pay you. Okay, fair enough. You don't need money because you're going pro in a couple of months. Awfully cocky, huh? Well, what can I do to get you to stop bullying Roger? You want me to make you what? Young man, I know you did not just ask me, a happily married woman who's over twice your age, to make you come. Of course I'm happily married. What's that supposed to mean? Oh, so now you want to bully my husband when he's not even here. And how on earth would you even know that he has a tiny penis? Because that's what makes me such a bitchy prude. God, you're disgusting. Well, take a look at me now. Do I look like a prude tonight in my heels, stockings, and sexy dress? No! I did not dress like this for you. I'll have you know I'm going to a nice dinner with my family tonight. And then I think I'll make love to my husband, just to spite you. Yeah, think about that tonight while you stroke your little bully dick, because I won't be making you come. Wait, no, what are you doing? Holy shit! Is that thing real? It's just so... never mind. Well, obviously, yes, I'll admit. It's not small. Maybe I can agree to your offer. If I make you come, though, do you promise to leave my son alone for the rest of the year? Can't believe I'm already down on my knees, wrapping my hand around your cock and stroking it. I guess, on the bright side, young guys like you probably won't last long anyway. Oh, wow. I can really feel it growing. This thing has to be, what, 9 inches? Christ, and it's as thick as a Coke can. God, no wonder you're good at baseball. You've been working with a bat your whole life. You want me to switch hands? Why? I'm right-handed, am I not? What? God, you're disgusting. But if it's going to make you come faster, then whatever. You like seeing my wedding ring against your cock, you fucking pervert? Jesus, you're sick. No, I've never cheated on my husband. He's the only man I've ever been with. Does that turn you on, too? You're so gross. Fuck. Yes, of course you're bigger than him. You know that. You're bigger than most porn stars, for God's sakes. No, it's not turning me on. I love my husband. He doesn't need to have a penis like this to turn me on. I'm only doing this for Roger, and so you leave Roger alone. Ugh. Are you not even close yet? What? I hardly even do that for my husband. Are you sure that's going to help you come faster? You're not lying to me, right? Fine, I guess I could just suck the tip a little. God damn, you just can't stop being a bully, can you? Just let me catch my breath. Oh, I fucking hate you. Oh, men like you are what's wrong with this world. You think just because you're good at sports and have a big dick, you can do whatever you want? Go on then. Fuck my face. That's the only way you're ever going to get any self-respecting woman to do this. Oh, go on then, fucking come. You can see my wedding ring. You've got a happily married woman, loving mother, sitting here covered in her own spit. That's what you like, isn't it, you bastard? Go on, go ahead and come. What? Wait, let me get this straight. You're saying I can stop and not make you come? But you're gonna keep bullying my son. But at least you won't ruin me. What does that mean? If I let you fuck me, you'll leave my son alone. Well, I didn't come here just to suck my son's bully's dick for a couple of minutes. I came here to make you stop. So, I'll do whatever I have to do to get that to happen. Where's your bedroom? Look, just lay there in bed and wait. I still have to call my husband and let him know I'll be late. Hey, honey. Yes, everything's okay. I just wanted to let you know that I'm going to be a little late. You guys should go ahead and get the table without me. Yes, the talk is going well. I actually have been talking to Jason himself. Yes, we're making progress. You could say the progress we've made is huge. Look, I've got to go. I love you. Bye. Oh, I bet you like that, you pervert. Laying there stroking that monster as I lie to my husband. Yeah, I figured a sick fuck like you would. And you're gonna love this. Oh, I hope you know this is brand new. I've been saving this lingerie for a special occasion with my husband, and now I'm here with you. Does that make you hard? Well, I want you to know one thing, asshole. You may get to have sex with me, but I am not going to enjoy it. There's nothing you can do to make me enjoy this. I enjoy making love to my husband. Here, just put this condom on for me. What do you mean it doesn't fit? Okay. There's no need to make comments like that about my husband. Fine, just do without the condom. Just don't come inside me. I'm not on birth control. Okay, fine. I'll just get on top. And there we go. Take it slow. Just take it slow. I'm not used to something this big. There. It's in. Okay. Don't hurt me. Oh, God. No, that's not me enjoying this. I do not like this. I love my husband. I love my son. I'm just doing this for them, not for you. Oh, are you close? Oh, you're definitely gonna come before me. I'm not gonna come. This doesn't... Oh, God. No. Oh, this doesn't feel good. What are you doing? I said slow. I said slow. God. Oh, God. You're so big. Oh, you're splitting me open. God. Jesus. Oh, I'm gonna walk with a fucking limp for days. Oh, God. Oh, God. No. No. Oh, no. 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 Oh, I'm not gonna come. I'm not. I won't give you the satisfaction. I won't give you. Oh, no. Oh, fuck. No, fuck. Oh, keep going. No. No. Harder. 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 Come on, you fucker. Fuck you in. Fine, I can't help it. You're so fucking big. God, I'm coming. Oh, God. Oh, fuck. What are you doing? Just tossing me around and putting me down on all fours. from behind. Doggy! Ah! Oh, fuck! Christ! No! Oh, God damn it, you're huge! Oh, fuck, my husband never wants to do this position. Oh, he thinks it's degrading. Oh, that doesn't stop a bully like you, though. Oh, God, fuck. You probably like it more because of that, don't you? You like fucking me like an animal? Like a little bitch? Oh, that's all I am to you, aren't I? I'm not a mother. I'm not a wife. I'm just your bitch. That's it, isn't it? Oh, God, that's what you want to hear? Fuck then. Fuck it. Show me. Show me I fucking am. Make me come. Fucking make me come. What is it you told my son? That I was a stacked MILF, but a prude? Maybe you were right. Maybe. Fuck. Maybe this is what I need. Is this what you thought? Did you think I needed a big dick stud to break me? To fucking ruin me? Oh, then fucking do it! Oh, oh God, I'm cutting again! Oh, Jesus Christ! Oh, God! God. Oh, fuck! No! Oh, God! Oh, oh, God! Oh, fuck! Yeah, you like that? Like me spreading myself open so you can look at that? You're fucking right. You fucking ruined me. Just look at how you've reshaped my cunt. It's fucking useless for my husband now. His needle dick is never gonna satisfy me. Not after I've had your perfect cock. He's at dinner right now, waiting for me with Roger. They have no idea what you've done. And I'm your fucking bitch now. Oh, roll back over. I need to see you. I need to worship you. Oh, yes. Oh, come here. I want to kiss you. Oh, God. Even your lips are perfect. Stick your tongue out, baby. I want to suck that like I suck your cock. I want to worship every part of you. Your smooth chest. Your perfect abs, your giant cock, your heavy nuts. Oh my God, I even want to lick your ass. Can I do that, baby? God, please let me do that. I want it. I want it so bad. I've never even done this. I never fucking do this for my husband. God, if he could see me, my tongue on your ass, and Roger. Oh, I don't even want to eat dinner with them. I just want to eat your ass. Oh, you're so perfect. You're what a woman fantasizes about at night. My husband fucking wishes he was like you. Oh, God. Yeah, I just want to lie back again and spread myself open. I want you to fuck me where I can see everything. Can you do that, please? Oh, God. Oh, God, you feel so good. Yeah. Yeah, this is what I needed. Thank you. Thank you, Jason. You were right about me. And you're right about Roger. He is a fucking wimpy pussy. But that's not really all his fault. It's my husband's. He doesn't have a real man in his life to show him how to act. Oh, my fucking loser husband couldn't even come to face you. He probably knew what you'd be like. That you're so much more manly than him. Oh, God. Oh, men like you have been bullying him for decades. Poor Roger. He inherited his father's genes, too. Oh, I guess he'll never be like you. Tall and strong, good-looking, and hung like a fucking stallion. I wish he could, but he can't. Please just let him be. I'll do anything you want. I'll fuck you again. Every day if you need it to. Want me to stop fucking my husband? Just say the word and I'm yours, baby. Just keep fucking me. Oh, leave my poor Roger alone. Oh, you're about to come, baby. Oh, God, yes, keep going. I've changed my mind. Come wherever you want. If you want to come in my mouth and send me to go kiss my husband, you can do that. Oh, if you want to coat my face and send me to my family fucking glazed, just do it. Do it. If you want to unload on my ring, you can do that. My marriage is fucking ruined anyways. But I think you should come Right, my pussy. Oh, your pussy. Oh, take it for good. I don't care if you knock me up. Why shouldn't you? Why shouldn't you, Daddy? Oh, you like that? You like that, Daddy? You like that? Married mother of the kid you're bullying calling you Daddy? That's right, Daddy. Fuck me. Stuff me with your big daddy dick. Oh, your big fucking bully cog. Oh, come for me. Come for me and send me back to my family. My mascara runny, my hair disheveled, lipstick smeared, limping with your cum leaking out of my pussy. Yeah, that's right. Come for me, Daddy. Please come, Daddy. Please, Daddy. Yes, yes, see me. See me. No. I didn't have to leave you, Daddy. I'd love to just spend the night fucking you as they wait for me until the restaurant throws them out. You said your parents are gone all week, right? Why don't you skip school tomorrow? Your grades aren't that important anyways. Come over tomorrow around 10. I want you to desecrate my marriage bed. It's time a real man was in it anyways. Oh, fuck, good. I'll see you tomorrow then, Daddy. Oh, I can't wait.